Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And $300 million, that's what donors have contributed to major U.S. charities since the earthquake in Haiti struck. And that's something to be proud of. But the mechanism of disaster-motivated giving, as opposed to constant giving so that disasters will have the ability to draw on resources without compelling people to emotionally go to their pocketbooks is perhaps a better approach. Matthew Bishop joins us, New York Bureau Chief for The Economist and co-author of the fascinating book Philanthrocapitalism, How Giving Can Save the World. So, Matthew Bishop, $300 million makes you feel good?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing response by people around the world to this terrible disaster. The thing that we write about in the book Philanthrocapitalism is, you know, how do we make sure that our giving is effective? And the trouble with so much of our giving is that we wait until we see an event like this that is emotionally very, very moving, and we focus our giving on that kind of disaster. But what happens is there are a lot of issues out there in the world that in many ways are much more devastating even than the terrible earthquake we've seen in Haiti. You know, diarrhea, for example, kills a million people every year, and is very, very difficult to raise money for. And so how is it we can change our human responses so that we're not just giving to what moves us emotionally, but what actually makes our money go as effectively as possible?
Now, you raise a provocative point in the Daily Beast, where you talk about some of the coverage and some of the solicitations being something called poverty pornography. What do you mean by that?
Well, this is a phrase that someone else has coined, which is that really more and more charities are relying on shocking images to get people to give, because they're trying to shock people's emotions into opening up their checkbooks. And unfortunately, that means that those causes that can't shock in the same way, that you can't get an image that arrests people, are actually losing out when it comes to fundraising. And so in many cases, those may be causes that it would be easier for us to solve than some of the terrible situations that are most shocking when we see the pictures.
So, Matthew Bishop, you've mentioned dysentery and diarrhea as one of the causes that gets short shrift in a moment like this. But in a perfect world, give us a model that might actually deliver the resources that you would think are appropriate and some targets that really need attention right now.
Well, I mean, we are arguing, we argued in the Daily Beast and we argue in our book, is that people should be using their head and their heart. That when you are moved to give by a crisis like Haiti, it's important to remember at the same time that your decisions are going to be skewed towards those most moving events. But so at the same time, you should think, is there a similar amount of money I can give to a cause that is maybe more devastating but is neglected by our emotions? And so we're suggesting that you should match your gift. And there are all sorts of websites out there like Global Giving or Kiva.org that are able to give you less emotionally heartstring-pulling opportunities, but actually
perhaps more impact.
May actually do more good in the long run. Indeed. Yeah.
Matthew Bishop is New York Bureau Chief for The Economist, author of Philanthrocapitalism, with a model for giving in these emotional reactions to the Haitian earthquake. Thanks, Matthew.